This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Don't forget, tomorrow is going to be a crazy freaking day. 1053thefan.com/peaceathon if you want to check out the items right now. Please go check them out. Kevin, give a real quick run through of some of the packages we will be delivering.
We have autographs. Well, I'm just going to tell you who we have autographs from.
Okay.
The entirety of the Dallas Mavericks roster, the entirety of the Dallas Cowboys roster, Jason Spezza, also another one from Dak Prescott, Jerry Jones, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Pudge, Cole Hamels, Ric Flair, Nick Martinez, the cast of Slapshot, Bob Lilly, Moose, Greg Ellis, Dave Campo, Drew Pearson, Warren Moon, Jason Terry, and Brendan Morrow. And on the show, we will have Flula, the guys from Beckett, Jordan Lewis, Derek Holland, Dave Hellman, Frank Provenzano, Sean Heath, Brian Broaddus, and Corey's wife.
Oh, yeah, my wife's going to be on the show tomorrow.
That's all going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. You know what? There are two questions that I get the most, not just about like our daily thing, like our daily show, but about Peace-a-thon specifically. First question, how do you guys come up with stuff to talk about for that long? And I can't explain it. I don't know how we can come up with stuff to talk about through a 4-hour show, yet somehow we're capable of doing it.
Right.
The other question I always get, like, what if you need to go to the restroom? You just go to the restroom.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, in a 15-hour show, don't we just go to the restroom? If I need to, I can do a segment from the restroom. Like, we have a wireless. By the way, Parker, we need to talk to Armando about
already
wireless.
Done.
All right, good. So we got a wireless. If y'all need to talk to me while I'm in the restroom, I'll do a segment from the restroom.
I'm also providing adult diapers for everybody, right. So.
What?
Yeah, we won't actually even have to take restroom breaks.
All right, so Kevin, there it is. We can use the adult diapers to put the diaper on our bottoms.
No. I mean, we're going to smell like crap.
So those are the two questions that I always get. I'm glad we can answer them tonight.
Okay.
So be there tomorrow, 1053thefan.com/peaceathon, so that we can talk to you about our favorite thing in the world.
Woo.
Sports.
Hey, and I know some people were concerned that some of the...
We are not auctioning off my wife.
Okay.
Wanted to point that
out.
What
if it was an indecent proposal style where someone offered $1 million?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
What if she told you she wanted to do it?
Then I'm getting $1 million and she can take a hike.
So you're going to go offer yourself to that person instead?
Four-letter word?
Huh?
Nothing.
Huh?
All right. So if you're worried that these auctions will get too high, don't forget also 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. You'll be able to donate money as well. Anybody that donates $20 or more, send us your receipt. We'll bring you up to watch a show. But it's nothing compared to, did you hear about the Jackie Robinson jersey?
Mm.
So they auctioned off a jersey from his rookie season with the Brooklyn Dodgers. So like, I would argue it's almost impossible to have a piece of sports memorabilia that has more, like, noteworthiness to it, right?
Right.
It sold.
Right.
The jersey sold for $2.05 million.
Jeez. You know our boss has a Jackie Robinson hat?
I do know that.
I think he got it for, like, 10 grand.
I got a Jackie Robinson jersey for like $15.
Okay, dude, come on. That is not even close to what we're talking about.
That's
here,
a good
Parker.
Use of that word, though.
Jersey. But yeah, no, I don't know if it was 10 grand. I think that was an exaggeration. But like the hat.
You better say that.
He has this, even has this piece of tin in the top of the hat, like for protection in case the ball hit him or other things that were thrown at him back in the day. So, man, that's
pretty cool.
That is, I would say, any Jackie Robinson piece of memorabilia is one of those that you really like, wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right, man. So, and I don't know if you did see. No, we'll talk about that one later. All right, let's do tonight's.
And she said, list this.
I'm going to go with the Chive.
Barstool Sports.
Corey's laptop.
Colby is always right about this, and I just don't understand why y'all.
Man.
Don't listen to him.
I wasn't right last Friday.
You're forcing me to change, and I want you to change.
No, that's not how this is work. It's if I get a segment, if I get a list from somewhere else, I'll let you know, but it's usually from the Chive. They got good lists.
Said usually. That leaves it alive.
Tonight's list is Urban Dictionary definitions that will truly elevate your vocabulary. It's by Elizabeth, and it falls under the categories facts, humor, pop culture, and too true.
Okay.
Number one. Because Urban Dictionary is where we go for, like, if we say something, then we're like, should we have said that?
Right.
We go type it in. We're like, oh, man.
Like whenever people text in the thing about the waffle.
That was dirty. Yeah.
Don't Google that.
Number one, the word heck. The definition, where you go to if you don't believe in gosh. Heck. You're going to go to heck.
Right. Because gosh.
I find that to be humorous.
Number two, registered text offender. Someone who's known for sending back-to-back texts without a response in between.
Yes. You know who's that person?
Jared Sandler.
Jared Sandler is correct.
He will tell you a story in successive texts.
My God, will he ever. He's a great guy.
Love him.
Super nice. But sometimes you're like, well, hold on just a damn minute and I'll respond.
I hate the 1 to 2 word texter that has to keep going on it. And like, there's 1 to 2 words. There's 2 to 3 words. There's 1 to 2 words. And it's all for one text. I know your phone can send more than 3 words at a time. Stop
so
it.
You think people should text in complete sentences?
Of course I do.
Doesn't that mean you're old if you text in complete sentences?
Well, maybe it does. But if there's a need for a semicolon in the text, I'm going to put a semicolon in the text.
I don't know where semicolons go.
Now, what's more irritating than that, though, is the person that does like 6 successive texts, but never completes the thought.
Oh, yeah.
And so they'll leave you with like 6 of those and then the 3 dots. And you're like, okay, all right, all right. You're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then the 3 dots disappear. And you're like, what does this mean?
Stop playing mind games with me.
Number 3, nerd. And I don't understand this. One whose IQ exceeds his weight. I mean, I don't think all nerds are skinny.
Man, I've hit that category for a long time.
But I
just cracked triple digits a couple days ago.
That means times have changed.
On his IQ or?
I don't know. I think his weight.
Number 4, Urban Dictionary definitions that will truly elevate your vocabulary. Porb. You meant to type in porn on Google, but you made a typo and typed porb instead. You then saw the Urban Dictionary page, which made you so curious, so you clicked on it, and now you're reading it. Porb.
Okay.
Because the B and the N are right next
to each other.
They're right next to each other, yeah. Yep.
Porb.
That's funny.
A lot of times I type O's instead of P's. It makes me mad. Number 5, English. A language that lurks in dark alleys, beats up other languages, and rifles through their pockets for spare vocabulary.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah, that sounds
good. Does the English language steal words from other languages?
See, everyone always says, like, English is one of the hardest languages, so I feel really superior because I know English. Okay. But then I try to learn another language, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this one's the hardest.
Number 6, Poseidon's kiss. When water splashes up from the toilet onto your butt from your poop dropping into the water.
Bloop.
That has a name?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's called Poseidon's kiss.
Uh-huh.
Oh, all right. Alex felt the cool wrath of Poseidon's kiss as it grazed his buttocks.
What?
Number 7. X.
My buddy.
Someone who will have sex with you when nobody else will. Someone who won't speak to you even when everyone else will.
It must be EX.
That's your X.
Oh, man.
That's your X.
No, that sounds right.
Number 8, pineapple. A word Urban Dictionary makes me feel bad for looking up its definition. Hold on.
Wait, what?
Gonna have to look this up.
Oh, no. Have we just made a terrible mistake?
We were talking about the fruit.
Oh, I don't know if you're allowed to say that anymore.
All right. Number 9, life.
Oh, never mind.
A sexually transmitted terminal disease. Oh, man.
What?
It is. Think about it for a second, Kevin. Life is a sexually transmitted terminal disease. How were you created? 2 people had sex. Therefore, you had life.
Oh,
and it's
man.
Also a terminal disease because you're going to die.
Oh, my goodness. The definition for pineapples in Urban Dictionary is, what the F are you looking at? The definition for pineapples. for you stupid F.
Yes! The definition is, I don't know, dude, it's a pineapple.
Yeah.
I have a pen. I have pineapple.
Oh.
Pineapple pen.
Number 10, NFL. Definition, a four-hour commercial with some occasional football in between. Hey, I just saw the new Taco Bell burrito being advertised during NFL, right before their break to some lame football stuff.
Wow.
I like the football stuff.
Yeah.
Tequila, Colby.
Uh-huh.
A Spanish word meaning, I don't remember doing that.
Yep.
So true.
That's the number one reason I need to drink.
Number 12, Facebook, a stalker's dream come true.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you know that hot girl who lives upstairs? I totally got her screen name and cell phone number off Facebook. Right, oh. Parker?
But she lives upstairs. Why couldn't you have just, like, yeah, walked up there and knocked?
Awesome. Now you can totally stalk her.
Got a weird story from a buddy of mine. Whoa. Who had some Facebook things happen to him.
Oh, that's vague enough to intrigue me.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow.
Sounds like the cat.
Hold on, is he not going to tell the story now?
Oh, do you want it?
Well, he's going to tell it tomorrow, Kevin.
You're just like that person Corey told you about in the list where you put the thought bubble out there and then you're like, oh, never mind.
He raised his hand whenever I said people do that. He was like, yeah, it's totally me.
Tell your damn story.
Fine, I'll tell the story. I had a buddy, maybe more of an acquaintance back in college, who decided it would be a good idea to go ahead and change his relationship status on Facebook to in a relationship with a girl that lived in our dorm.
Oh, my God.
Before he had actually asked her out, and that was his cool and clever way of asking her out. How do you guys think that went?
Poorly.
I'm going to go with not well.
Well, he didn't live in that dorm anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there might have been a restraining order filed.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Poor decision on his part. Didn't end up going out with the girl.
Number 14 is anti-stalking, methodically learning another person's routine in order to systematically avoid them.
Ooh, yeah. I've definitely done some anti-stalking.
The bachelor sip, to put your head under the faucet for a drink to avoid using a glass. You do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, I wouldn't think Kevin would do it.
No, look, man. Absolutely, I've done that.
The afterclap.
Drink right out of the milk jug, too.
The last person who keeps clapping after everyone else has stopped.
Like in Deal Breaker?
Mm-hmm. Number 17, fart laps. The period of time in between the fart and the recognition of a fart from another person.
Oh, I can totally dig that.
The fart laps is what's going on there. Outside, the definition is it's uncomfortable and there's this big hot thing in the sky and there are other people that you sometimes have to talk to.
That's a good definition for outside.
Number 19, microwave minute. When time slows down while waiting for food to heat in the microwave.
Man.
That minute lasts forever.
Yeah, I believe in that.
All the clocks in your house slow down and you're walking around aimlessly trying to kill time.
Yes.
It's gonna take forever.
And then how bad is it too when you open it up and you think it's ready to go and you're like, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That was a damn lie.
Vegan, someone who slaughters and kills fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Agree.
By the way, we found out in news and notes that vegetables feel pain.
Cheetle, the orange powdery residue left on your fingers after eating Cheetos.
Why is it called that?
You say Cheetle?
Cheetle.
Like is Don it Don Cheetle? Cheetle?
No. Just Cheetle.
Huh.
We need to talk. Definition, you are screwed.
Yeah.
And awkward is the last one. Passing a homeless person on your way to a Coinstar machine. The most awkward thing that could possibly happen.
I don't
is,
have any money for
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
Dude. Yeah. Like, have you ever run into that when you get cash back at the convenience store and you walk outside and then they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And you're like, oh, yeah, no, I need it. Sorry.
That's what I always tell people, man. I'm like, I have a card. I don't use cash anymore. Cash is not a thing anymore to me.
Okay.
And that's a nice list.
That was an excellent list.
It was a fun list.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.